That's an actual question.
All right, I'm going to go ahead and call this meeting to order at 5:07 PM. We're going to begin with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, let's begin with our prayer. John here yet? Does anybody want to come stand in?
Tom?
I usually do.
Thank you.
Dear Lord, thank us for bringing us together on this evening so we can discuss great matters of importance to our veterans and guide us well in our decisions. Amen.
Amen. All right, we're going to move right into our roll call. Denise?
Okay, President Jack Piccolo excused. Vice President Nicholas Berry excused. Secretary Denise Williams present. Sergeant at Arms Amanda Koch.
Here.
Chaplain Jim Singler. Absent. Member Tom Milnick.
Present.
Member Janet Blue, she's running late. Member Steve Beneke.
Present.
Past Chair Vic Martinka.
Present.
Past Chair John Kessel.
Here.
Past Chair John York. Absent or excused?
Yes.
Past Chair Wayne Horn.
Here.
And we have quorum.
All right. So, introduction of guests or first-time attendees. I actually do see a few folks that I don't recognize. Do you know who exactly is here, Superintendent?
Hi, everybody. I'm John Murray. I'm with the Illinois Association for County Veterans Assistance Commission. I'm the first division vice president. This is one of the VACs that's part of my region. So this is the first time I'm down here to visit one of the VACs that are in the region. I've been elected to this position since January 27th, so that's why I'm here. If you have any questions, stop by, talk. Love to meet everybody here. Thank you.
Kathy?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Kathy Pleasant. I'm the Will County Deputy Auditor. I'm just here as an observer.
Welcome. Anybody else new that wants to stand up and introduce themselves?
Guests.
No, don't be shy.
Who?
Well, I'm not new, but.
Yeah. Well, he's not new, but.
Name.
Welcome.
Joe Martin.
Who's Joe Martin?
Joe. Just because you're in real life.
Physical specialist slash recovery coach for the VAC on Glenwood Avenue.
Steven?
Yeah, I'm Steven.
James? Will?
I'm not new.
Oh, yeah, you're
He's
not
been
new.
Here before. He's been to our meetings before.
Yes. Hi, Ben. Not in real life, though. First time.
Well, I'm William Sutton. I'm with the Veterans Assistance Commission for Kendall County. I'm also the judge advocate for the IAC, VAC, and I'm the post service officer for here in Lake.
Are you the new delegate for the VAC from?
Yes.
Here?
Yeah. I'm taking over. The good old guy right there.
Hey, all right. Do we have any public comment today on any of our agenda items? Public comment going twice.
I do have a question about past Chairman John York. Are we going to exercise that this in three meetings?
Good question.
I don't know if John's coming back.
I'm not sure what the procedure is for that. But we can put that on the agenda for next month.
And how does that affect the quorum?
Well, this is going to be my question for the state's attorney. That's why I wanted to give him a month to have a good answer for us.
I didn't understand.
So if we got rid of John York as our...
I'm thinking.
On our on our list here because he's missed three meetings. We said, you know, we're not going to count him for quorum for past chairman. Do we just adjust the number? So I'm going to have you look in the bylaws and see, and then we could put that as an agenda item for next month. If he still has not attended, what are we going to do about that?
And the other thing is that as I was reviewing the bylaws, I was unclear as to whether it was three board meetings or three VAC meetings. I don't know that it specifies. So
maybe we should do two things, is look at the attendance record for all meetings and then have you look at the bylaws and bring that up next
time. Well, it will be a matter of consideration as we continue to review the bylaws. So.
All right. Excellent question. Yeah, who just walked in? Hello. Welcome.
Hi.
All right. Do you want an introduction?
Robert Eichel.
Hello. All right. Third call for public comment. Nobody? I would like to have a motion to approve the regular meeting minutes from 8 March 2022.
So moved.
Okay, we have first.
A
motion.
Second,
thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Okay. And then I also need a motion to approve the minutes from our special meeting on 30 March 2022.
So moved.
Second.
All right, move in second. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, excellent. Hello.
Minutes to reflect. Member Janet Liu has arrived, present.
Don't worry, you just really missed us passing the minutes from the previous meeting, so.
Thank you.
All right, so we're gonna go ahead into our superintendent's report. There are many agenda items.
Awards log, you can see it on the next page. Not too many new trends, nothing really new coming through the VA, but they are sticking with the status quo. Still averaging about between 4 to 6 months for claims to finalize, as long as there are no complications, which is where our preparation comes into play. Does anybody have any questions on the numbers projected? Current, recurring, or total projected? All right.
For the financial assistance program, there were 7 veterans that were helped or assisted in the month of March. The budget is on the back sheet of the award log. I bolded the line items that are regarding the VAC financial assistance. There was a total of 7 veterans that were helped in March. The numbers are below for shelter, gas, electric, and water. And personal needs is on the next page. That concludes the report. If anybody has any questions.
It says motion. Do we need a motion to accept your report?
Yes.
All right. All right. I guess we'll do this in 2 different votes. First motion to accept the award log.
So moved.
Wayne moves.
Second it.
All right. Second. Steve. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. And then a motion to accept the superintendent's report.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Steve, second by Janet. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. All right, so our new business. We had asked for a recommendation on a professional recruiting firm, so I will let members Beneke and Blue report on that.
Okay, this was kind of like working on mysteries without any clues here, but Janet volunteered, and contrary to what they told me in the service, I volunteered to help her, so that's why that's we're here. Anyhow, hopefully everybody's got a handout here. But I'm going to just kind of read this thing. Our objective is to locate and recommend to the VAC Executive Board a vetted search firm to assist the board in selecting a VAC Will County superintendent. We need to feel in the selection manner that the executive search firm's ability to submit viable candidates in a proactive and a cost-effective manner. Proactive meaning they're not just waiting for resumes to come in. We're going to hit them. To date, and I'm just going to say to date, we've contacted 8 different search firms. A number of them were unresponsive. It's interesting that a lot of the contacts you could only do via email contact and no response. We did get 2 or 3 responses, one from the Bryant Group, one from McKees Alford. So I guess actually it was just the 2. Bryant Group looked very good, except that they're more attuned to C-suite positions, so we're talking $250,000 and above. McKees Alford basically was the only firm that seemed to meet our established criteria and were willing, not I shouldn't say willing, but we fall into their search focus as opposed to some of these other companies which didn't. So I guess is that if the board here chooses to proceed immediately, because we need obviously to find a replacement, then our recommendation would be to contract the services of McKees Alford. Their fee, and we predicated it on assumed position compensation of $100,000. I don't know where that lies, but that's what we used. But at any rate, with McKees, their ballpark, or actually a minimum fee, would be $34,000. Now, the way that they... Because I asked the question, this is one I just got an answer on it today. When do you want your money? The first, it's 3 payments. The first would be due on upon the execution of an agreement. The second would be 60 days in or a presentation of candidates. So that's another month. And then the third, of course, would be when the hire is actually made.
Steve, please repeat, the second payment is due when?
The second payment is due 60 days in, or presentation of candidates, whichever is first. And the third would be upon hire.
Thank you.
And so you said that you talked about 100,000.
I made an estimate as far as
so they're saying that it's, I'm guessing, a third of the salary or so. So this could adjust depending on who we hire.
Well, right, and that's going to... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I think it's a third of the salary or a minimum of 35,000.
Of 30, yeah, 34.
Is it 34?
34K. Okay. Right, you know, so you're looking at $10,000 plus a pop. Okay, so again, with McKees Alford, and they seem to be qualified, and I think haven't we used them in the past?
Agencies in Will County have.
Oh, okay. Thank you, made that recommendation. So the way I kind of look at it, and I think the way we both look at it, is that if we were to go with McKees right now, the only, you know, they're all, our only option, apparently. And I don't know how prudent it is to jump right in bed with these guys.
One other thing was, we did get one other response, and they said no. Was that with Kiefer?
Yes.
Yeah, they said no. And they have said that they can do, they estimate search to take about 12 weeks, a minimum of 12 weeks. So we want to put this to the board for their consideration to say, if you want us to move with this Keys Alford, they can start right away. If you want us to continue the search, it's just going to push you down.
Okay. Yeah. I see a question back here. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I can't hear anything when you're talking that way. If you guys can turn around and talk to the rest of us, can you hear that? Great.
I'm sorry.
Just to reiterate a little bit, so the search firm would take approximately 12 weeks at a minimum to do this search. And the fee starts at $34,000, and then it kind of goes up on scale. We guess about a third of the salary of the superintendent. So what Member Blue was saying is that if we wait, that will delay even further us starting the search, which I'm sure that our interim superintendent, Eric, would love for us to move forward. Does anybody else have any opinions or anything to add?
Just a question.
Sure.
The finder's fee, will County pay that or the VAC? Who pays $34,000?
VAC.
It wasn't brought up to the firm that we have a requirement in the bylaws that either would have to be altered or respected that the position has to be filled by a veteran.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah.
So they're aware
and they have,
yes,
yes. They have the job description.
Okay.
And,
yeah. But they have the ability to target mm-hmm. veteran candidates.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay.
Has anyone contacted anybody in the county that has not the budget? So how do we
That's a really fantastic question.
I know I'm into that today.
You are.
In our, but when you look at the budget that's given to you, there is line items and part of this.
Thank you. When you look at the budget, there is a line item specifically for professional services. It is folded. It's right underneath personal products.
Center of page.
Center of page. So there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 bolded in the middle, and it's the first one underneath the bold.
541090. And it looks like our budget for that is about $30,000. So we would go over that a little bit.
At minimum.
Yeah.
Yeah, at a minimum. Thank you.
We're also wondering a lot of categories, correct?
Yeah. Can we've moved budget, so Eric.
Kristen.
Eric has been getting up to speed on the budget process with the finance department at the County of Will, and he received an email from the finance department about which line items can go to which places.
Hold the mic by the bottom, not the top. That way you can still hear
that. I'll just yell.
Okay.
All right. So as such, we feel pretty confident that we would be able to pay for this professional service. Excellent question. Who else has questions?
There was no in-house birth search or anything like that by the county.
So it's my understanding, and I'm going to let the superintendents here correct me if I'm wrong. We do have human resources at the county that we can utilize. However, this is such a specialty role, I think we typically will see a search firm to get the best candidate. You know, one of the things being that the person has to be a veteran, that whittles the field quite a bit. So, I mean, do you want to talk any more about that process? We have hired several people through Will County HR, but I don't know how appropriate it is in this scenario.
Come in.
I'm sorry.
Just to add to that, chances are, because it is a specialist role, HR will put it out to a specialist HR firm anyway, a search firm anyway. So they'd just be doing what we would be doing if we did put it to HR.
I don't think so.
I think they just
that's in my experience of another veteran search.
Mm-mm. No, just post it on the Will County page, just like they do everything.
And then send us a whole pile of resumes that don't add up.
Okay. So my understanding of this whole conversation had been that the problem is that this is a volunteer board, and we're going to probably get lots and lots of applications. And for us to whittle through dozens or scores of applications is really beyond our skill set. So the search firm is going to do that and then present to us the top candidates. Correct. And that was the value of using a search firm, as my understanding of the conversation had gone. Correct me, someone, if I'm wrong.
Correct.
I think you're correct.
Question.
Go ahead.
Just in case, for a search firm, but what if we would find an applicant that we want and didn't come through the search firm? We still pay the fee?
We would.
That's another good question.
We would, because when you retain a search firm, you're liable for the fee, period. And so our recommendation would be to put any other candidates through the search firm to keep the search fair and equitable.
And get our money's worth.
Absolutely. Go ahead.
I have a question about the search firm. You were alluding to the fact that you may or may not get a lot of resumes that your board is not, going to be able to look at. I understand that. Is there anything in the contract with the search firm that says that? What if they only have one resume and they only give you that one person and you guys just paid them $34,000? Like, is there something in there that says they're going to provide you with X candidates for you to decide with, or what if they only get one?
That's a good question.
Well, or return money because of the fact that they didn't do any work to earn $34,000.
Well, they wouldn't get the full $34,000 if they couldn't provide ahead for us.
Three installments.
But it would still be two-thirds, and that would be a good question. And again, I think if it's Keys, obviously I think we would have a representative come in before us. We could fire those questions, don't you think?
I kind of was hoping that's what we would have before we voted on it. I saw a hand over here.
Why wouldn't the PAC hire from within?
I'm sorry, sir. Your name?
Why wouldn't the VAC hire from within first?
Right.
Can she get your name for the
Carlos
minutes?
Carlos Dominguez.
I'm sorry?
Carlos Dominguez.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I heard the...
So did you get his question?
I heard the...
We need to answer his question.
We can, but... I mean, and there's no saying that you don't have to, or that you do have to. And I think that because this is such an important role, it would probably make more sense to see if there's anybody from outside and inside. I would hope that some of the people that work at the VAC apply, but...
In other words, you'd still have to apply.
Right. I think it would be important to balance their credentials against other people outside credentials as well. But
just piggybacking off that, if you were to hire the company, would you guys apply the application out first to see how many applicants you got? And if you did get hundreds, could you not hand that off to the company and they could then filter through it, versus if you just get two applications, that's $34,000 for two applicants? I mean, I'm throwing hypothetical points out.
That is a good point. I like that.
So that way you could see first, and then with the expectation that you can hand off the information to see if the company, I would assume they would be able to do that for $34,000.
So I'm guessing that's a really great question, and I'm guessing that's a question you guys are going to have to go back to the search firm.
Well, I'd like to explore that a bit. What you mean is, if we advertise the job and we get 100 applications, and then we put those applications through the search firm.
Through the search firm, versus if you only get like 5, 6, 7, I think that would be ability to go through those. And see, I guess just my thought is thinking other than $34,000, because I do agree, you know, if you only get a handful, was the squeeze worth the juice?
Well, I guess that brings us back to the question of, do we want to use the search firm? Because this is two different things. One is doing the recruitment in-house. Who's going to do that? And what's the process for it? And second is, if we're not, do we go outside?
So the easy answer is, if we put it on the Will County, we go to Will County, they'll put it up on the website. And if we get flooded, then can we take that flood and hand it off to the search firm and say, vet verify criteria and all of that? So the first step would be, there's no cost, no issue, just to put it out to Will County, and they put it out on the Will County website, and that way, just the way we've hired every other position. So there's no effort in that for us, really. That's a very simple thing.
So correct? To clarify, what you're saying is, we advertise it, we get all these applications, then we hand those over to the search firm?
If the search firm will allow that.
Well, they will allow that.
If we've received the applicants.
Right.
Then we turn over all of those applications to the search firm for them to vet, verify, etc.
Right.
Because we've received a lot.
Right.
So
I believe they would allow that, but would still be paying the same fee.
Well, excuse me, I think what he's trying to say is, you determine whether or not you get lots of applications or you get a small amount.
For sufficient.
Right. You get 10 applications, do you need to go through the search firm for that in order for someone to review those?
Right.
So before you jump into spending the $34,000, do you need to?
Right, and that was my point. We have to decide, do we want to go to a search firm, or are we going to handle it ourselves? And if we are going to handle it ourselves, who's handling it?
So, well, right, it's not one or the other. It's initially first putting it on the county website, and then determining whether or not you have such a large number of applicants that you need to go to a search firm.
I understand. Okay, yeah.
Or you may not.
Just to lend some historical perspective to this, we hired the first superintendent for the Will County VAC by hiring the one from Superintendent Katie Keene. That was our first superintendent.
It's a good history, right?
Cindy Kitchen. I just wanted to point out one of the things that we're missing in the just putting it on the Will County site is the marketing that this firm would do. Sure, we might get 10 great applicants. We might get the person that's the best for the job, that we want for the job, because they're in this room listening to this conversation right now. But we're not going to reach anybody else, because with the internal site, the information just gets posted and someone has to know to go look for it. What this search firm would do is target the audience that we'd be looking for. And again, the next superintendent might be in this room, and they might not. And you want to make sure that everyone has the same and equal advantage. Just from an HR standpoint, you have to make sure that this is done open and fair competition for everyone to be able to know that it's out there and get their name in the pool.
Well, you know, the other thing is that we've talked about this as a very specialized and unique position. Very specialized, unique position.
Steve.
Are we qualified? You know, are we qualified then to look at resumes and understanding the information that's on there and really relate it to the things that we are looking for? I mean, it seems like a stupid question.
Turn it off. Just talk loud.
Anyhow, yes.
I hate to be that guy, but we have a drop dead time of about 6 p.m. is the best that we have to hear from the post.
Oh,
6 p.m.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah. Well, I'm
go ahead, Mike.
Just kind of follow up on my comment. Would it be advisable if you sent a letter to all the other BACs in the state? We want to do that, but
I think all the other BACs know, right, John?
They may not. You sent out a letter to all VSOs, so I think everybody in the organization should know that this is going to be a major position. I also think from personal experience, what we did in our office, and I hate being that person that said this is what we did, but we had 200 applicants for a VSO position and an admin assistant that I processed myself, and I used the county, and it's on the VAC to write a position description specifically stating what the qualifications are that you're looking for to fill this specialized position. And it is very specialized, extremely. And then you narrow it down from there. And then other organizations like LinkedIn and some several other ones, they just took that information from the county website. And I had people applying from Virginia to California for our positions. And we didn't spend a dollar doing it. I had to look at process 200, and it was a pain in the ass. And I got through it, and then we stacked the deck, and we had people come in, and I went through all the applications, and we narrowed it down. I narrowed it down myself with my staff, and then we selected the best candidate. We filled two candidates. That's what we did. It's a lot of work, and you have to free up the schedule, and you may have claims drop for that week or financial assistance. You have to balance it out. But you are saving a significant amount of money doing it. And to your point, Dominguez, I'm sorry if I said that wrong, but there always is the opportunity to hire within as well. And they should do it the same way everybody else is, to be fair and equitable.
Did you guys work on the job descriptions and stuff?
No, we still have the
job description.
That wasn't our brief. Our brief was to find safety.
Before you do a headhunting, you should have a nice, firm, solidified position description squared away so that people know the requirements.
Of course.
Right. And that eliminates a lot of people when they don't fill that. For example, honorably discharged veteran. That's going to cut potentially a lot of people right off the top.
Sure.
That was the question I had, is if we have this job posting created yet, and we don't, you know, we don't have all the qualifications that we're looking for articulated. My question for, I guess, the full-time staff and the board, my fellow board members, is who's going to create this job posting, whether we give it to a firm or we post it on the website?
So, well, step ahead. I mean, you could use Christie's as a base, right?
What'd you say, Danny?
I was going to say, did you have a job description?
That told you from how many years ago?
That was from 10 years ago. And it's
you haven't updated it?
Yes, sir, I have.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's got some great stuff for us to use, so we just need to polish it up and turn it into a job posting. It's not something that's going to take days and days, but it does need to be done. Yes, Lisa?
We could also borrow the job descriptions from some of the other counties and borrow, you know, rip off and just.
Is that you volunteering yourself?
I am as a retired HR professional.
What we've done, but it's VSO and admin assistant. Those are the positions that we had, but I can get our superintendent to.
Okay.
It's non-proprietary, so however we can help to support, absolutely.
And anything we can not have to reinvent ourselves.
Absolutely.
And I am volunteering. Retired HR specialist, I'm volunteering to help with that aspect of whatever else. Okay.
All right. And so that said, as far as the recruiting firm goes, does anybody want to make a motion that would be in the affirmative to either hire the company or to post on county website?
I'd like to table this.
You'd like to table it?
Yes.
Okay. Motion to table.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, this will be tabled to our next meeting. Other professional services. Not sure why this is on new business as well.
That's Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
Okay. This is on the agenda because I don't think it's any secret that we've had some communications and FOIAs request for and some allegations of impropriety in some of the funds that they received through COVID funding CARES. And so one of the things that I would recommend is to appoint someone to be an investigative officer to look into the situation, do a thorough investigation, and come up with any potential recommendations that might be appropriate. So to that end, assuming the board agrees, my office has contacted three different attorney firms who have sent resumes. And so what I would propose is at a meeting very soon, possibly a special meeting, that we convene to look at those resumes and make a determination, if it please the board, to hire an investigative officer to do just that.
I make a motion in what he said.
A second.
So the motion is that the VAC board will set a special meeting, a special executive meeting?
No, the motion was to hire an investigative.
Special exec, we need a motion to set.
No, I don't know that we even need a motion, to be honest with you.
No.
Okay.
All I'm suggesting is that we have a meeting soon to review the resumes, assuming that's what you want to do. But that can be done by consensus. We don't need a motion for that.
Could it be done virtually?
She asked if it could be done virtually.
Technically, we are still in a disaster declaration. My personal feeling is I don't like bouncing around from live meeting to virtual meeting to live meeting. I don't like bouncing around the dates. But the answer, short answer to your question, I guess we could do that. We do get more participation, but this, I would anticipate an executive session on this matter. So it is, you know, it's really going to be an internal board consideration.
So really this would be, we're looking for a special meeting to have an executive session with the executive board to select these. Are you able to provide those resumes or any information about them?
I would ask
prior to
all the voting members who are here to stop, see me before you leave.
And get that.
And that way you'd have an opportunity to review them before.
Yeah.
Now one of the things I didn't fully realize is if they're required to be a veteran, then we may have to.
No, that's just in the superintendent's position.
Oh, okay.
No. For your investigators,
I thought
you're fine.
Saying
no.
No.
Fair question. Yes. No. They don't have to be. What about Tuesday, April 26th at 5 p.m. at 2400 Glenwood Avenue?
All virtual. Right.
Is business going to take you out?
I flew back from Pittsburgh today just for this meeting because it was in person, so it would help
then
to have the virtual option.
Yeah.
Why?
I'm
going to
be out of town.
Okay, we'll be out of town a week before.
We really have to make sure that we have quorum when we do this, so.
Well, if we're doing it virtually, I could possibly do that too. But.
Does your participation virtually constitute quorum?
No.
So you have to have quorum.
We have to have a physical quorum present.
That's what I mean.
For them to be able to vote.
Certainly can vote. Mm-hmm. We have to have a physical quorum present. There's no question about that.
So does the 26th work for you guys?
What day is that?
That's a Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday? I just picked Tuesday because we normally have our meetings on Tuesday. Yes.
April 26th.
Tuesday works for me.
Okay. So it works for Vic. Tom, it works for you.
Which location?
The VAC office. Does it work? Doesn't work for Wayne? Maybe virtually. If we can get the quorum in place. And how many people do we need to have the quorum in place? Six?
Five.
One, two, three, four.
I can get to the VAC office in that day.
Five. Okay, it's a date.
So what time?
Does five work, or do you need it to be a little bit later, Janet?
A little bit later would be good.
You want to do it at six? Would six be okay?
Mm-hmm.
If we did it a little bit later?
Whatever works.
Is that okay?
Thank you so much.
Let's do that. I know you're driving across the county, so. All right. Do you have anything else to say on that, or we're good?
Not us.
All right, so we'll deal with that in 2 weeks. Old business, financial appeal nullified. want to articulate anything else about that?
The financial appeal that was discussed at the last meeting was pulled back. No financial appeal.
All right. B, DCEO appropriation. We have a discussion. You want to kick that off?
Yeah. So I talked to our grant administrator. His name is Alex Fuller. He was under the understanding that this DCEO appropriation was going to be a general fund appropriation. But then I talked to his boss's boss named Derek Cheek, and he let me know that it was actually a capital-only DCEO grant, which does not have an expiration date. So that kind of leads into the new space, but with the non-expiration date and with the office in transition right now, there's no need to rush through that and try to get that application out as we thought it was a general GRFO grant. So it's capital. I emailed county exec's office and their grant managers, and they know.
So they're going to be applying for it, but we don't have to worry?
Right. They'll probably reach out to the staff when they're ready to apply for it, because the superintendent will have to sign off and probably put the application together, but it's not emergent right now.
And that grant is for what?
It's $250,000,
yeah,
for any capital improvements, infrastructure within a building.
The new office.
All right. In that same vein, talking about the county executive's office, we have the IGA. What's the update with that?
So State's Attorney Wise sent it off to Mary Tatro, who took a look at it. She made a few edits, but essentially accepted it as what we presented, and you guys voted on at the last meeting. The only significant change was she took the county executive off of it and added county board, and all the other details remain the same, to include the end date of the county executive term.
Right. So we should be wrapping up with that. Go ahead.
So what do we have to do?
So you guys passed it last time?
Once it's signed, it's codified.
Yeah. County executive has not signed it yet. It has not been presented to the board yet, Chris, right?
No, typically the county board would act on it last.
Mm-hmm. But under...
by the next meeting, we should have
this. Yeah, but with Jack out for medical, he could ask for, or you could ask for an acceptance and see if they would sign it first. What'd Mary say about
that? Yeah, we've done that before. As long as they know that it's been approved by the board, by our board.
Well, we can get Jack to sign it. I mean, it's like I could hand deliver it to Jack and he signed it. Or do we have to have a witness?
I don't know. That'd be interesting.
Do we have to have a witness?
I don't believe it.
I didn't see one.
Sounds like you'd be the witness.
Exactly.
I'd be the witness. Yeah. If he was just on.
All right. For the good of the commission, let's talk about that new office space. 1300 so, Copperfield.
Briefly, so they, I think I told you guys, they moved in the gym equipment and they started the IT and wiring infrastructure there. So the gym equipment is being stored there now instead of off-site. So it is physically there. The county board and the county exec's team, last we discussed it, was bringing in all the other puzzle pieces. So that is out of our control, but our stuff is there.
That's good news.
It's good news.
All right. Any questions about that? All right. Van wraps.
So the van wraps were part of that initial DCEO discussion we had, and we thought it was a general fund. But then the Joliet Township has funding at the end of every year. And they reached out and said, hey, could you use any funding for anything? So I discussed the van wraps. So both van wraps are going to be done by Joliet Township dollars.
And who will do them?
It's called Image 360. And they're contracted with the County of Will. So it's all... good.
Any questions about that? Any further questions? All right.
John Mokina, Image 360.
All right, let's go through our outreach really quick. Can anybody add the times to these? Every Tuesday, VAC at Orland Park Vet Center with Greg.
Those are standard business hours.
All day, okay. Every Monday, VAC at Orland Park Vet Center with Amy.
Again,
all day.
Standard business hours.
Every Thursday, Together We Stand Peer Support Group at VAC office.
What time do they do that?
That's Joe. So you do that at 10? 10 a.m.
Third Thursday, VAC at Piatone American Legion.
That is from noon until 8 p.m.
Okay. Second Monday, VAC at Manhattan American Legion.
That is second Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. or a.m.
A.m. May 21st, we have the Beer and Bourbon Festival to benefit Habitat for Humanity, Veterans Build, and we have the flyers up here if you are interested in taking one to post, or if you want to know more information about that. Is there any other business that I missed?
I'd like to.
Go ahead.
I'd like to see on the next regular meeting agenda, once again, the issue of where these meetings are going to be held. Mm-hmm. Because the Open Meetings Act requires that we give notice that we changed from what used to be a virgin meeting under COVID. And, you know, this is the second meeting that we've had at a different location. It would be nice if we could, or if we're going to change locations, then we ought to, we need a list that says on
said.
This meeting we're going to be here, right. This meeting we're going to be here.
Right. Can we put that on our special meeting agenda?
Special
you want it on the regular?
Really ought to be called for one reason.
Just one reason? Okay.
Ideally, there should only be one matter on your special agenda. Meeting agenda.
All right, so that will be on the agenda for 5:10. That's a good question.
So when Chris Wise and I were discussing this meeting, there was talk within the CDC of that new variant coming through for COVID, so that's when we emailed the Plainfield guys sitting back there saying if we could use this space, we've used this space before for events, people can spread out. So that's how we moved here from our conference room at 2400 Glenwood.
Conference room there is very small anyway. Mm-hmm. We should have a little larger meeting space.
Yeah.
If we are moving because of the COVID variant, we should allow, for virtual attendees.
Right, so as I understand, and please correct me if I'm wrong, we can allow for virtual attendees, but we still have to have a physical quorum.
Yeah, I don't mean the board, I mean attendees.
Oh,
if people
yes.
want to attend.
So put out a Zoom link
to,
or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, so where do you guys want to have the next meeting on 5:10? Pick an address. I can tell you Cantigny is always open because it's already set up. Obviously, the VAC boardroom is open. This place has a time limit.
So because we use this place, because we use the VFW, should we, in Joliet, should we not look at one of our other constituents, our other veteran organization constituents, maybe Lockport?
Or Moni, they've got a large
or Moni, because that would be a place that to bring in more of the Eastern Eagle County.
Yep.
I think we could probably look into that, setting a schedule. If we want to do a traveling board meeting, we can set a schedule for that. For now, we can keep it to what we know.
Mm-hmm. Which is?
The places we know. We know.
10.
Yeah, we know 1080, where we know Cantigny. Years, but scheduling.
They did complain last time.
Did they?
Did they? Why?
Well, they're about to complain here if we don't get this.
They gave us the big room.
Well, can we decide that after time? Can we send out notice to say, because it's a month?
Yeah, unfortunately, I didn't pre-reach out to anybody. As you can see, I'm not the president. So I didn't pre-reach out to anybody to know that we have a place secured. So if we were to name a place and it didn't work out, State Attorney Wise, how would I handle that?
Is there anybody from any of those locations that could speak?
Well, they need to check on their calendar.
Yes.
The building.
I'll bet there's a sign right there.
This is the commander of Plainfield, James Castaneda. The only reason that it was cut short tonight is because we just happened to have a special event for the poetry. Other than that, we would have plenty of time, so we're more than welcome. I just discussed it.
Can we come back here on May 10th at 6 p.m.?
May 10th?
5, my bad.
5.
The special meeting's at 6.
Yeah. At 5, we start setting up for dinner at 6:30. That's the whole thing, because our meeting's at 7.
Okay, that's great. That incentivizes us to move quickly. So let's set it for here, and then we will, at the next meeting, figure out what our schedule is going to be. If anybody has a post that they're affiliated with, that would like to get some permissions, we know that these meetings are always on the second Tuesday at 5 p.m. Okay? So that's your mission as board members. My post?
We'd love to come to their meeting.
Oh, anybody post, yes.
Okay.
Well, yes, I have a few places to inquire now.
Casa told me the other night, he says that he's going to throw us out at 6.
Here.
You know,
right.
So, okay.
All right. All that said, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion to adjourn.
Motion. Second. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Have a good night.
Thank you.
Thank you. 2 minutes to spare.
Voting board members, see Chris on your way up. Voting members, see Chris on your way up.
Oh, no. You take this, Alina.
I think they're probably going to keep. No, we probably should.
Yeah, keep them so we can use them again.
You want that?
I'd like a poster as well.
Yeah. Laminated from
I can't keep this. I can't be a jerk. Yeah.
You want it back there for a second. Let me make sure I'm going to get it.